They say she's a cold queen who's murdered bold kings and said cold things. Freezes hearts to death and goes and counts her gold rings. In her castle filled with ice, strife, and spotlights that doesn't melt a drop on hot nights, it can't be cracked, broken, chopped, or sliced. And that she cracks grins as she clutches her wand tight to cast spells upon herself that turn her heart into solid rock ice. On a college campus, eking out enough space for her to fall into three social categories, prude, slut, or bitch. She doesn't comply with this, so they call her a cold queen. Cause she does her own thing, doesn't treat sex like a weekend routine, and has the confidence and common sense to not put up with being treated like an object by the male populace. With the beauty as obvious as her mouth is honest to tell you, you're on an ego trip and you need to get the hell off it. I mean, good goddess. She stands out like the oddest, with strength of the strongest. Gets more pissed than my mom gets. Refuses to be modest for the sake of being real. And she's all up in my system like a bomb hit. Never smoked anything in my life, but after I met her and told all of my friends how cool she was and that how someday I was gonna write a really, really, really great slam poem about her, they could have swore I was high. My eyes soaked with courage pouring from her presence, saturated to this day, which is why I still address this message in honor of such a bold woman who can even defy the sun when it gets jealous and tries to call upon a tempest in efforts to wash away her bright, captivating, cloudless complexion. But it can't happen, cause she got the muscle of Mount Everest. Leather jacket over her broad shoulders that extend out like two cliffs, holding up her hair from swinging like her two fists whenever guys start grabbing her and making sexual comments, and they still call her a cold queen. And I know I can't relate, but I'm trying real hard to understand. If I ever hear anybody ever call you a cold queen again, I'm gonna have to protest it, saying watch your mouth, little boy. She's a bold queen, well respected like a street empress, so you should show some respect, cause even the street lights on University Avenue were bowing at her essence. And if you don't like her, it's because you don't know who you are. And she stands out because she knows who she is. And if you don't like her, said, woman is the name of God on all lips.